Father, we are here today to learn about the mystery of the resurrection of our body. It is called the mystery of rapture. As mysterious things are going to happen pretty soon, we want to understand the mystery so that we want to be prepared for your coming. Thank you, Father. Anoint us with the Holy Spirit and let us understand your words, because we understand your words is truth and spirit. Let our spirit receive your words with understanding. Thank you, Father, in the name of Jesus Christ. Amen. Okay, you open your Bible, 1 Corinthians chapter 15, verse 51. All right? As I mentioned to you, the mystery is a kind of look like a secret, very hidden thing, right? So normal people cannot understand. Even they hear it, they saw it, but those children of God who have the Spirit of God, because, you know, Spirit of God is the spirit of wisdom, is God's wisdom, not man's wisdom, not the wisdom of the world. That's why, you know, whosoever are born again of Holy Spirit can understand what it means, okay? All right. But others, probably upon hearing this mystery, they will fear. They will fear, because they're on the way to the hell. All right, let me read from 51. Behold, I show you a mystery. We shall not all sleep. Sleep means, you know, in the tomb, in the grave, right? But we shall all be changed in a moment, in the twinkling of an eye, at the last trump. For the trumpet shall sound, and the dead shall be raised incorruptible, and we shall be changed. For this corruptible must put on incorruption, and this mortal must put on immortality. Yeah, it is a mystery, right? Somebody died, right? Believe in Jesus Christ, died, right? When Jesus coming to take them home, blow trumpet, they rise again to put on incorruptible body. All right, incorruptible body, never corrupt. But human body, our present body, is called in a natural body. It is a simple body because of sin. And anybody tell a lie once, already sinned. The Bible says all men sinned and come short of glory of God. As I mentioned to you, all men sinned, right? You know, not everybody, you know, from maybe 2 years old, you know, they're showing they're a sinner, right? They, you know, just jealous, right? And so has a lust, right? And crying for something, right? So sometimes, you know, fight, yeah. So at least, you know, 2 years old, you know, almost everyone showing themselves, you know, they are born sinner, right? That's why, that's the reason our flesh getting old, right? You know, Hyunjung said his father is old, right? Everybody. Hyunjung also getting old too, right? Yes. So I thought when your age, I never thought I going to be, you know, getting old. You know, I probably, you know, just like this all the time. But no, it is not, all right? It's a matter of time before every man getting old, right? The Bible says the wise of sin is death. The reason we are getting old and die because of sin, right? That's what we have to take off this body. Take off this body, right? When we receive Jesus Christ, you know, He's coming in our heart, in our body. He give up circumcision with His word, you know, separate our body with our soul, so that our soul may not go to hell. You know, don't believe in Jesus, you know, and the flesh, sinful flesh and soul and spirit all stick together. And that's why, you know, everybody's go to hell. Only why not go to hell is believe in Jesus and cleanse the old sins, you know, dividing this simple body, you know, with the spirit and soul never go to hell. Even though our flesh go to grave, in 3 days it is corrupting. Smell, stink, right? Everybody. Yeah, so in your age, you understand all the things, you know, then it's very wise. You can have wise life, you know, not to sin, you know, have a holy life, sanctified until Jesus comes. Because pretty soon, Jesus coming to take us home. You know, that's why we are in very blessed period time. As here in the scripture said, you know, when Jesus coming with trumpet sound, you know, what he said, the dead shall be raised, resurrect. Dead man, dead woman, rise again. You know, if they were born again, you know, when their life in the earth, you know, they hearing the sound of trumpet, they rise again. You know, their soul will hear the trumpet of sound, they rise again. And with incorruptible body, and we shall be changed. That we means, when Jesus come, if Jesus come today, we are alive, right? We are not dead. We died not yet, right? So we are here, living. So hearing the trumpet, and so at the moment, our flesh is changing, you know, to incorruptible body, perfect one, just like Jesus, you know, and also. It is mortal body, right? Everybody die. Bible says, you know, everybody die once, but after death there will be judgment. No exception. Only one exception was Enoch. Enoch, you know, rapture translated to heaven, you know. He never died. So he's a model of us, you know, who are still alive when Jesus come. They never die, never taste, you know, they will never taste death, right? I don't like to taste death, right? Ooh, how I feel, I just, on my, you know, final breath, oh, it's terrible, right? So I like not to experience that kind of, you know, death. I'm not going to stay, I'm not willing to stay in the grave, right? Even 1 hour, even a day. You know, Jesus Christ stayed in 3 days and 3 nights. So those day that, you know, see Jesus Christ when they're alive, you know, it's much more. Is a real blessing, okay? We are, yeah, we have that kind of blessing. You know that? We believe in Jesus Christ. It is, you know, the mystery, that's why. Nobody understands that, all right? So verse 54, so when this corruptible shall have put on incorruption, and this mortal shall have put on immortality, then shall be brought to pass the saying that is written, death is swallowed up in victory. Yeah, at the time when we resurrect, our flesh changes. You know, the body will not die anymore. Then the death is swallowed. You know, life, eternal life, swallow up, sinking them, swallow up the death, right? Thing, you know, is darkness, right? Without light, darkness, right? When we turn on the light swallow up all darkness, all of a sudden no darkness, right? Same thing. When we receive eternal life, you know, eternal life swallow up death, right? Eternal life is the light. You know, death is darkness. That's why light as dark, as light can swallow up darkness, our eternal life can swallow up death. That's why we resurrect. See? Yeah, that's the way. So, 54 verse, O death, where is thy sting? O graves, where is thy victory? See? Yeah, death. You just call it, oh, hey, death. What is thy sting? O grave, where is thy victory? You know? The sting of death, 56, is sin. That means what? Death. Sting. Do you know, do you understand what means sting? You know, arrow, right? You know, just, you know, what it says. Sting means, what should I do in the modern English? 총을 쏘는 건 뭐라 그러지? Fire, right? The death, fire at sin. That means, where is it, wherever, you know, wherever the sin is, you know, that sting. You know, for example, in the rainy day, right? Thunderstorm, right? There's a lightning, right? Lightning is sting what? Something metal, right? Or something water. So somebody, you know, stay under the tree, they get enlightened, right? They die, right? Somebody, you know, get an umbrella, you know, which have, you know, metal over there, then it's dangerous, right? The lightning sting just, you know, attacking any metals, right? It's automatic. It's the same thing. The death automatically just attacking sin. That's why, you know, Jesus Christ, you know, forgive all our sins. That's why we never die. Even though we die, we rise again because of that, right? Oh, death, where is thy sting? Oh, grave, where is thy victory? The sting of death is sin, and the strength of sin is the law. Because there is a law, that's why everybody became sinner, right? Yes. Unless Jesus, believe in Jesus Christ, nobody can have eternal life. Because only Jesus Christ died for the sin of the law. We just break all the law, right? Break all the law. Bible says, Jesus said, you know, if you hate someone, you already committed murder. Have you ever hated someone? Right. Me too. Everybody, right? Yeah. Same thing, same murder. In the, to the eyes of the Lord, you know, hatred, same as murder. Somebody kills someone, right? To the eyes of Jesus, eyes of the Lord, same. There's nobody can say, I'm okay, I'm righteous, I don't have any sin, right? It is standard of God. The standard of the world, unless somebody kills someone, it's not murder, right? However, they hate someone so much, you know, then they're not murderer. It is standard of the world. The standard of God versus God, you know, totally different, right? The Pharisees, you know, they think, you know, they keep the law, even though they hate someone, you know. They, you know, just have a lot of lust of the flesh. So greedy, you know, they, even though they didn't say anything, you know, they didn't commit anything. That's why they thought they are righteous. But Jesus said, you are the son of devil. You are, you know, devil, which is, you know, the father of liar. That means somebody lie once is a, you know, very, you know, very big sin. But you know, in the world, you know, people don't think it is, you know, very big sin, right? Yeah. So 57. But thanks be to God, which gives us the victory through our Lord Jesus Christ. What's the man? What it means? You know, we are sinner. You know, we are sinner. So we must die because of our sin. But because of Jesus Christ, Lord Jesus Christ, you know, forgiven all our sins. And that's why we have victory over that. That's the reason why, even though we die, we rise again. Right? That's the only reason. Very simple. Very simple. The devil, you know, try to deceive people. How could this happen? You know, why do you believe in Jesus Christ? How you can rise again? No, it's ridiculous they think, you know. But, you know, it's the devil's cheating method. So, 58, therefore, my beloved brethren, be you steadfast, unmovable, and always abounding in the work of the Lord, for as much as you know that your labor is not in vain in the Lord. Yeah, you know that Rose Hill, many cemetery, right? In the mountain, right? They bury people, right? Bury people. And when Jesus come, then somebody who just die in Christ, believing Jesus Christ, you know, they will, you know, wake up. And wake up, right? Yeah. But, you know, American cemetery is, you know, is very biblical. It's just, you know, they, but in Korean, just they get just like this, you know. Yeah, but American cemetery is a little biblical, right? So expecting Jesus Christ coming. All right. So even grave cannot overcome, you know, the resurrection. That's why grave should open. Death has to flee because you have eternal life, right? Okay. So another scripture related to this, we can go 1 Thessalonians chapter 4. 1 Thessalonians chapter 4, 14, okay? 14. If we believe that Jesus died and rose again, even so, them also which sleep in Jesus will God bring with them. For this we say unto you, by the word of the Lord, that we which are alive and remain unto the coming of the Lord shall not prevent them which are asleep. For the Lord himself shall descend from heaven with a shout, with the voice of the archangel, and with the trump of God, and the dead in Christ shall rise first. Then we which are alive remain shall be caught up together with them in the clouds to meet the Lord in the air, and so shall we ever be with the Lord. Okay, it's talking about this. Somebody who was born again Christian died, right? He's buried, his body, right? Then what about his soul and spirit? The soul and spirit go to heaven to see the Lord, okay? Yeah. Then after when Jesus come, their spirit and soul will be coming with Jesus Christ, right? Why? Why do you think? Because their body shall rise, right? Resurrect. Then their soul and spirit has to put on their body, because soul and spirit is invisible. You cannot see, right? You know, that's why in a cartoon, whenever ghost appears, right, with, you know, white cloth, right? because ghost is not invisible, right? Same thing, spirit and soul invisible. You know, that's why even though somebody died in Christ, you know, after believing Jesus Christ, they die, they cannot see their spirit soul go up over there. They cannot see, right? But here, you know, finally, they stay with Jesus Christ, right? They stay Jesus Christ. And when Jesus come, Jesus will come with them. That's why over here, right? You know, verse 14. You know, so them also which sleep in Jesus, you know, died in Jesus, right? With God, bring with them, right? They are over there, and a Christian who died already, their spirit and soul in heaven, but their body in the grave, right? Our body and spirit and soul here, right? Yeah, all three here. That's why when Jesus comes, they take with them over here, and their body rise again. Their body rise first, because they don't have a body, right? They rise first. Then we will change it right away with incorruptible body, immortal body. Then after that, both of them, right? Dead people and alive people, both of them change it, you know, with perfect spirit and body, soul. Then cut up with them in the clouds to meet the Lord in the air. So shall we ever be with the Lord, right? It is called rapture. But unfortunately, many people think, how can, you know, dead man can rise again? It never happened before. It is kind of right in science. Against the science, what they say. It is against, you know, biology. It is against the opinion of doctors, you know. Then we can see, we can answer them what they say to us, you know, again, 1 Corinthians chapter 15, 35. Verse 35, okay? You can ask, you can explain to those who don't believe in Jesus, okay? 35, right? All right. But some man will say to you, right? How are the dead raised up? How can dead men, live again, right? And with what body do they come? If then, what body do they come? Then you gotta answer them, okay? You just speak to them just like this. Hey, you fool, thou fool, that which you sow is not quickened except it die, right? The farmers, right, sow the seed, right? Sow the seed. Then to make it sprout out, to make a branch, you know, to make a flower, to bear the fruit, right? First thing happened what? The skin, right? Skin should corrupt. You know what I mean? 썩어야 돼, 그치? Skinny? 썩어야만 sprouting, 싹이 나오지? Right. You can ask them. It's the wisdom of God. Thou fool, you know, what that which thou sowest is not quickened except it die. Quickened means live again, right? Yeah. And that which thou sowest, that which you sow, right? 심는 거. Thou sowest not that body that shall be, but bare grain. It may chance of wheat or some other grains. What it means? When the farmer sow the only seed, right? Only seed. For example, somebody want a fruit of apple. Then, first they have to sow the seed of apple, right? For a long time, right? They never, see this apple tree, right? They can plant it, but they cannot sow, right? Same thing. Also grains, wheat or rice. They never put the rice, right? Or small seed, right? The small seed. Yeah, here. But and when they grow up, some seed, mustard seed, very small. It's just like, monji. Just like, dirt. Very small. It's invisible, But it grows, the mustard tree, big tree. All right? Yeah, small, this kind of mustard tree, how it can be out as, big tree, it's a mystery, right? Yeah, that's why, farmers has a lot of wisdom, right? These days, many people don't know about farming because they live in city, right? Yeah, they never sow the seed, the harvest. They have no chance to see the miracle, mystery. It's a miracle. You eat the rice every day, you eat the bread, it's a miracle, right? Somebody sow the seed. That's why you eat that kind of fruit and that kind of meat. Yeah. That means the farmer sowed the grain only, not tree itself, right? But God, 58, verse 58, but God gave it the body as it had pleased him, and to every seed his own body. Yeah, for example, there is a rose, seed of rose, right? Rose, small seed, right? Actually, in the small seed, there is thorn and branch and leaves and beautiful color of roses in there. Even though we cannot see it, but already in there. That's why, grow up and coming, right? The branch and leaves and thorn and, many different colors of rose. But it is in there, same thing. We are just like a seed. We are just like a seed. We bury someone, right? Dead man be buried, right? Sowing seed, right? It look like, not a beautiful man and woman, but you don't know when you resurrect, how will you look like? God will give you their own body, beautiful body, Bible says, as much as we follow Jesus, we will be like Jesus, right? How can you imagine? When even Jesus was in the world, he's just like a very, young man. But when he appeared, to the Apostle John after he resurrected, his eyes just like, glaring, that his shape is totally different, than before. That's why, Apostle John just fall down, just surprised to see him. Even he cannot see him, right? He's tremble, right? Yes. Even angels like that. All right. Then 39, verse 39. All right, 39. All the flesh is not the same flesh, but there is one kind of flesh of man, another flesh of beasts, another of fishes, and another of birds. There are also celestial body, heavenly body, okay? And bodies terrestrial, earthly body. But the glory of the celestial is one, and the glory of the terrestrial is another. Our body is what? Earthly body, right? It made of dust. But we will put on heavenly body, just like Jesus. It's a miracle, right? Can you believe it? If you believe it, then you will praise the Lord. See? All right. And verse 41. There is one glory of the sun, and another glory of the moon, and another glory of the stars, for one star different from another star in glory. 42. So also is the resurrection of the dead. It is sown in corruption. It is raised in incorruption. Right. When we bury the dead man, right? Corruption. But we rise again in corruption. Never corrupt. It's, you know, live forever. Live forever, right? Just like Jesus. Just like God. And the glory of a Christian will be different. All right? As much as they have done to the glory, for the glory of Jesus Christ. You know, as much as they, you know, as much as they deny themselves, you know, take up their cross, you know, and follow Jesus, you know, their glory much more than others. It's the way that, you know, the glory of, you know, sun and moon totally different, right? Sun itself, you know, has you know, totally, you know, he has huge amount of what? You know, amount of rays, right? Amount of heat, amount of light, right? Shine all the earth, right? But moon doesn't have any you know, light itself, you know, it doesn't have a, you know, light, only reflected, you know, by the sun that shine to the world at in night, right? Even stars, you know, some stars, you know, very big and shining, you know, itself, but some of the stars is dead stars, you know, very small, invisible. Same thing, many Christians here, right? But their glory, when they resurrect, when they see Jesus Christ, their glory, you know, should be different from one another. I understood that. That's why I quit my job. And so I decided to follow Jesus Christ, to become pastor, you know? Yeah, it's not the pleasant way, you know, physically, but, you know, knowing that reward is different, right? As much as you understand the words of God, we can follow Jesus, you know, much more than before. Yeah. This is talking about that. It's fair, right? It is fair. It is fair. So, 42, so is the resurrection of the dead. It is sown in corruption. It is raised in corruption. It is, 43, it is sown in dishonor. It is raised in glory. It is sown in weakness. We are weak, right? It is raised in power, right? You're not going to die. It's a superman and a superwoman. And 44, it is sown a natural body, it is raised a spiritual body. It's a natural body, right? But we will raise a spiritual body. There is a natural body and there is a spiritual body. 45, and so it is written, the first man, Adam, was made the living soul. The last Adam, that is Jesus Christ, was made the quickening spirit. That's why whosoever received Jesus Christ, they have Holy Spirit. Quickening life, not only quicken, you know, giving eternal life to him, but also we, when you preach the gospel, we can give the life to somebody else. We just preach the gospel. Jesus Christ died for your sin. You know, repent your sin. You receive Jesus Christ as Lord and Savior. Then you receive Holy Spirit. You will have eternal life. When you say that, they believe him. They also have a life, you know, life, right? Jesus is no more over here. Holy Spirit in his name here, in us, with us. That's why he asking us. I heard somebody visited hell, you know, hell, you know, so heard the kind of crying out the people in the hell. One famous person died recently, he just, you know, crying out, you know, he was a Buddhist, you know, he said that, oh, why you Christian never ask me to go to church? You never, you know, you never mention about the hell exists. Probably you don't believe it, you know, either. Because you don't believe in hell either, that's why you never told me, right? See? He just complained. Nobody told me. Jesus, nobody told me I believe in Jesus. That's why I'm here, right? The Christians, so bad people, never tell me, you know, I believe in Jesus, right? These days, Christians, you know, not willing to open their mouth, right? If you believe in Jesus, you go to hell, go to heaven. If you don't, you go to hell. You know, if they say the people will hate them, that's why they don't like it. They don't like, you know, please God. They like it, please what? Man. Right? Yeah, man. And he just, you know, he's a very famous man. He met with many, you know, talent and singers. They never talk him, even though they're Christian. See? Yeah. So, somebody don't believe in the resurrection of man, he's a real fool, right? Even grain, after they die, corrupted in the ground, right? They rise again. Can you see? Yeah, it was wonderful. It's really powerful. You know, even, do you see an asphalt? Asphalt, right? Plant coming up, they're breaking through the asphalt, right? Yeah, it is powerful. That's the, you know, powerful life. Even those vegetables, they're planting, you know, grass and coming out because they're showing they have life, you know. If man cannot rise again after that, it's a fool, right? That's the reason we believe in Jesus Christ. When we are alive, it's time to receive eternal life. Alas, there's no chance, right? Because, you know, without body we die, there's no body, no heart in us, right? We don't have any, you know, mouth at all. That's why we cannot say, Jesus is my Lord. Cannot call upon the name of Jesus. Jesus is my Lord and Savior. I repent my sin. You cannot say that. That's why it's only chance we are alive. The sooner the better, right? Sooner the better. So, 1 Corinthians chapter 15, 26. Shall we read together? 26, 시작. The last enemy that shall be destroyed is death. Who? Last enemy is what? Death. Death. The reason Jesus come to the world, to destroy death. When he destroyed death, right? Everybody have eternal life, right? No death at all. Death is something, you know. Destroy death, then is the way to everyone to believe in him, receive eternal life, right? Enemy, death is enemy. Nobody can, you know, destroy the death. Nobody can, only except God, Jesus Christ, right? To destroy death, first one, what's supposed to be done is to destroy sin, because the ways of sin is death, right? Because to destroy death, to destroy, has to destroy sin. To destroy sin, somebody has to pay for sin, has to die for sin, right? That's why he died on the cross. He made the law. The law is power of sin, you know? And he just, you know, died himself, you know, saying, I break all the law instead of you. When I die for your sin, you righteous. You haven't kept all the law. I break all the law. That's why I die for you, you know. Then he died our sin, right? Our sin destroyed. Our sin taken away, right? And he rose again. He just what? Rose again. His life swallowed up death. He destroyed what? He destroyed the death, right? That's why whosoever believes in Jesus, receive him by faith, sincerely, after repenting all their sins, they have no sin, and what? They have no death. All right? So, let's go to John 10. John 10, verse 10, verse 10, 11. The thief cometh not, but for to steal, and to kill, and to destroy. I am come that they might have life, and that they might have it more abundantly. I am the good shepherd. The good shepherd giveth his life for the sheep. Right? Who is thief? Devil. Devil brought the sin to the world, to steal the words of God, right? Steal words of God, so that they, against the words of God, Adam and Eve. And that's why they receive, you know, death. They destroyed, you know, stolen. But Jesus Christ came over there, what? that they might have life and that they might have it more abundantly. The devil is thief. Jesus Christ is what? The one who gives eternal life, destroying the thief, you know? Yeah, the devil just, you know, steal, came to the Eden to visit Adam and Eve to steal, you know, whole earth, right? To make them sinner, right? But Jesus Christ died for them to be last Adam and to recover, you know, the earth as, you know, a new earth, right? In righteousness. So he said, I'm good shepherd. Good shepherd, he died for us. That is the sheep, okay? Yeah, so, let's go to another John 11, okay? 25, verse 25, 26. Jesus said unto her, I am the resurrection and the life. He that believes in me, though he were dead, yet shall he live. And whosoever liveth and believeth in me shall never die. Believest thou this? Do you believe this? If you believe in Jesus Christ, you never die. Oh no, I'm going to die, you know, getting old. But you mean your soul, your spirit, right? When Christian die, actually, it is time to begin with eternal life. Taking off this one, right? Taking off old house, right? We used to, it's very old house, right? It's corrupted house. But Jesus will give us new house, incorruptible, right? If you have a new house, just abandon, forsake an old house. We are supposed to move in a new house, right? Same thing. When we Christian die, that means move new house, right? That's we never die. That's it. Jesus said, do you believe this? Do you believe this? Then the Martha, she said unto him, yes, Lord, I believe that thou art the Christ, the Son of God, which should come into the world. All right? So, it is a mystery of rapture. Mystery is a rapture, to us it's natural, but to others, to non-Christian, is unbelievable things, that's why it is called a mystery. All right? That's the way it's called a mystery. So that's why Jesus was in the beginning. He was in the beginning, he was Word, and the Word was with God, and the Word was were God. In him there was a life, right? Only eternal life is in him because he's God, nobody else. All right? Yes. So unfortunately, many people come to church, not to receive eternal life. Even Jesus said, to the Jewish people, I saw the scripture, study scripture, for in them you think you have eternal life, and they are there which testify me. That means all the Bible talking about me. And you will not come to me that you might have life. That means many people come to church, not receive eternal life, but receive something else, corruptible things, more money, better business, right? Kind of things, earthly things, to satisfy their lust of flesh, right? Because that's why not every people, not willing to have eternal life. Oh, eternal life in the future, but now I need that kind of thing. Give me, it's not prayer. It is nothing different from Buddhist, nothing different from other Gentile religion, right? Yes. So, Jesus Christ already destroyed the devil. That's why Apostle John the Baptist, when he introduced Jesus Christ, behold, the Lamb of God, which take away the sin of the world. He took away the sin of the world already 2,000 years ago. But unfortunately, not many people believe it. That means, he just, on the contract, he signed himself, I died for all your sins before we born. We understood that we signed here. I believe it. The contract should be signed by both sides, right? You have, you know, Jason and I have a contract, right? Certain contract, I sign and you sign, that contract is what? Effective, right? You know what I mean? That means, you know, I'll give $10,000 when you grow up 18 years, right? You know, I signed it. You signed it, I have to give $10,000, right? If you don't sign, no, no way, nothing, right? Same thing. I gave eternal life because I died for all your sins. I signed on the cross, he signed, right? Somebody not signed at the contract, not effective. Even, you know, Kim Jong-il in North Korea, even though he just repented sin and believed in Jesus, he can have eternal life too, right? Everybody, because Jesus Christ, the blood of Jesus Christ, you know, for all, everyone, right? For the world, even Buddhist, even Muslim, you know, even mother, whatever, whosoever sign, oh yes, I agree with you. I am sinner, right? I need you. Without you, I'm really miserable sinner, you know, then okay, I'm sorry, I confess my sin, I'm sorry I didn't believe in you, I'm sorry that. I didn't know I sinned because I didn't believe in you. That's why this is what? Sin is what? Not believing Jesus Christ. Go to John 16, okay? John 16. What is sin? Sin, Jesus Christ died for all sins, okay? Verse 7. Nevertheless, I tell you the truth. It is expedient for you that I go away. For if I go not away, the Comforter means Holy Spirit, will not come unto you. But if I depart, I will send him unto you. And when he is come, he will reprove the world of sin, of righteousness, and of judgment, of sin, because they believe not on me. Right? Because you are a sinner now, you don't believe in Jesus, right? Even though you sin, you believe in Jesus, you're not a sinner, right? Why? Because Jesus Christ took all the sin. He died for all sin of the world, right? Before Jesus come to die for our sins, you know, we're all sinners, right? You couldn't believe in Jesus, right? But since Jesus came and died on the cross, nobody can excuse, I didn't know you, even though he died for them. Right? So now, the reason people go to hell, not because they sinned, not because they murdered, not because they lied, not because they're smoking cigarettes, not because, you know, they take drugs, but because they don't believe in Jesus Christ. Alright? That's what Holy Spirit is saying. Convict, reprove, hey, alright, don't trust in the, you know, all kind of education, philosophy, logics, okay? Don't trust them. Don't follow that. You know, follow me. You know, if you don't believe in Jesus Christ, you are a sinner because you don't believe in him, even though he died for your sin. And of righteousness, I go to my Father, you see me no more. Without me, you can be righteous. Only righteous men go to heaven to see Father, right? Only, that's why I'm the only way and truth and life. See? And of judgment, what? Of judgment, because the prince of the world is judged. Now the king of the earth until Jesus comes is still, who is that? Devil, right? He will be executed when Jesus comes. But the prince of the world, devil, is still, you know, reigning on the earth, right? Bringing sin, bringing all kind of wicked things to the people, using principality, you know, powers of every kind of politicians. But the devil is judged. Don't follow him. Then follow me, Jesus, right? He will be king of kings and Lord of lords. He'll take it over the earth. That's why, give up, follow the devil. Give up following the world, right? And follow me, Jesus. I am king of kings and Lord of lords. I am new king instead of a devil, because I destroyed the sin. I took away the sin of the world, and I destroyed the devil through my resurrection. Okay? Yeah, that's why, you know, it's very important, of sin, of righteousness, of judgment. Holy Spirit is still, through the preachers, you know, reprove them so that they may understand, oh yes, I have to believe in Jesus, right? I have to call upon his name. He's the only way into his life, all right? Okay, let's pray. Father, we just study the scriptures to understand the mysteries of resurrection of body. That is called a mystery of rapture when you come to Jesus Christ. Father, and we can preach the gospel. Help us, we could preach the gospel to them that don't believe resurrection of man. Just saying you're a fool, talking about the grain. After they sow it in the ground, they corrupted, but they sprout out and have a nice plant, nice fruit. Thank you, Father. Give us wisdom and anoint us so that we may speak to our friends, you know, about the truth, about the mystery of resurrection of a body. Thank you, Father, in the name of Lord Jesus. Amen.